Welcome to Shooting Debris, episode 137. Oh no, are you gonna start eating right about now?
It's fine.
No. Every time I have to edit, there's like crunching for the first 10 minutes. It's a bad timing thing.
All right.
But we can take eating breaks. I need to get something. No eating breaks?
Nothing. No drink breaks either.
Okay. You're leading this one. Go.
Hey, welcome to Shooting the Breeze. It's still us. We're back with another episode. Aren't prepared. Bam. I'm not prepared with any topics.
Oh, really? Let me ask you a question. And mm-hmm. what would you say you do all month to prepare for this?
I don't. I live life. I live the experiences to bring here.
So that is the preparation, because that's mm-hmm. what I'm going to hear about this episode. Is what was Dolly's last month like?
That's not fun.
That's fun. Yeah, some whatever you're up to. There's also, I have topics too. Don't worry. Okay. I always have topics.
I wasn't worried.
I know.
Yeah.
There's no fear in our eyes or hearts or minds.
Just in our bodies.
Yeah. Fear of getting an ailment or ache that I don't want.
Yeah.
For random reason. I was thinking about the other day as I was driving and I dropped my phone or something and I reached down to get it. I'm like, these are those stories that people in their 40s or 30s bend down to pick something up and their back gets thrown out.
Yeah.
I'm driving and I was like, don't go out back. Don't go out. And it was fine.
So yeah.
I feel like I'm probably doing okay. Not in the danger zone at the moment.
Yeah. But you like work out and stuff.
You know, I like to give the appearance that I work. I don't work out. I just simply like get on an elliptical machine a few times a week. I should do a few times a week. I did once last week for an hour. Yeah. And then I grab a 10-pound weight. So if that's mm-hmm. working out, yes, I do.
But you're like on the – you're usually like running and gunning.
I'm on the go.
Yeah. I feel like you're fine. Mm-hmm.
If people are sitting more, maybe.
Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either. I mean, some people are just...
Had you had an accident when you were in your teens or something, maybe that, you know, but...
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think you're good.
Yeah, I play it pretty safe. A friend of mine who films like... it's off-road mountain biking or motocross, either or. But one of... I think this guy got injured like a mountain biking situation off a trail, and he's in he posted a GoFundMe thing, and the guy is sitting in like a little hammock thing and has no use below the accident of his legs or anything.
Stop it.
So he must have like hit a tree or something like that. And then I was like, man, I just wrote, I was like, man, that's insane. Sorry to hear that. And then I was like, I try to do low impact things, and I'm not a very big risk taker just for that reason. Like a lot of sports are pretty insane when it comes to like injuries. And he's like, oh, this is the one I used to do too. And I was like, it could happen to anyone. It's like a timing thing. And so I'm like, if there's something like, if I'm riding down the road on a bike, on a paved path, that's more my style. Even then there's risk. Like our roommate and friend had his truck his vehicle just totaled at the intersection by our house when someone, drunk driver, turned left at the wrong time when someone was trying to clear the intersection, hit them, spun it around upside down and slammed into the front of his car all the way into the windshield. And he was like sitting there trying to cross the street, and it was like, poof, this thing hit your windshield, and fortunately it didn't hit him. But I'm like, you're just going home from the store and there could be something.
Yeah. Yeah, you never know.
And if it was my car, I was like, I would have been dead, or I would have had to like quickly lean my seat back, and the truck would have come over my face as I like was in the front seat. So it made me consider maybe a vehicle with a longer hood at some point in the future.
Sure.
Like I had a reminiscing session with a friend yesterday about old, like the '80s, like sedans, or the boats, four-door, two-door, like, boats that had the hood that's longer than most cars now, almost. And I had two of those. I had a Cutlass Supreme two-door and then a four-door, like, Dodge Diplomat. And they were, like, steel bumpers and all this stuff. And it's, you can't find it now, but it would be, I'd feel safer in something like that, for sure.
Sure.
You get a little dent in your hood, and that's about it.
Yeah.
Surprisingly, his hood was the only thing that got destroyed in the windshield. The frame looked fine. But based on the older vehicles, it'll be totaled out because of just the amount of damage to replace the hood and to do that. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
But I really stupidly tapped the top of the hood when it came back to the house, because he was able to drive it if he stuck his head out the window. So he could look from the side as he's driving, because you can't see anything through there.
Sure.
And I like knocked on the hood, which was fine. And there was a piece of glass there, and it cut my finger right on the slide. And I was like, the one place I touched, didn't even need to do it. There was no point to knock on the hood or anything, and cut my finger, and it was bleeding. I was like, great.
Yeah.
My friend didn't have any blood, had glass all over the seat. I do this and I'm bleeding.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dang.
Yeah. But I did have a thought yesterday when I was at PCC, which does tie into like being invincible, or, you know, all those things of like superpowers. And I had a question for you. And so I wrote it down. Do you ever have a day or moment where you imagine what it'd be like to be a superhero?
No.
I don't think of like fighting crime or any of that stuff or doing crazy stunts, but I was like, the only reason I had the thought is because I knew that I wasn't meant for it, because I was at PCC ringing up my groceries wearing sandals, and I moved my foot over and I almost split my big toenail just hitting the edge of the machine. And I'm like, I am not meant to do anything agile quickly against some guy with a knife or anything, because I'm already hurting myself just getting groceries at the store as I'm trying to walk out with a bag of groceries.
Yeah.
That was just yesterday. Yeah. Given it's been a long week, Easter just happened. I was working a lot, but maybe I wouldn't have hit my foot if I was more alert. But I definitely think, like in those movies, those guys are always on their toes, ready to go no matter what's happening. And I don't feel like I'm in that realm of people.
Yeah. I mean, I'd love to have the ability to like, what's that called? Where like you can disappear from one location and then reappear in a really far location.
Teleportation.
Yeah. I'd want to do that.
Me too. Me too. Yeah. I've wanted for years to create a teleportation machine. You have to have them at both destinations, but this is the new way of travel. You step in with your luggage, push the destination. 5 seconds later, you walk out with your luggage and you're there. There's something about like all the particles and beams and molecules that get melded and weird things happen when that would, in theory, would happen. And maybe like you don't look the same when you come out. That's a no-go. I'm not stepping into the trial run. It has to be very tested with someone who's willing. And then you're like, okay, I don't have to sit on a 6-hour flight. Maybe it costs you still $600-700 to do it, but you're there instantaneously. Would be pretty cool.
Sure. I was thinking more like life things, like if there's a meeting going to start at a certain time, I want to just be there when the meeting starts. Instead of waiting around and chatting.
So you would.
I've learned that I hate small talk.
Oh, just with random people.
Yeah. Where it's like, I don't know.
I think yours is achievable now without teleportation, because you just wait till a minute before the meeting starts and walk down the hall or to where you have to go.
But let's say this. You're there. Let's say I have a meeting at 10 a.m. or 9 a.m. or something. By the time it'll take me, I have to get started. Wow. I need to get ready. I have to get started like an hour and a half before that. And I don't want any of that. I want to wake up 20 minutes, get ready, teleport, be there. Already starting with the first item in the agenda.
So you're not driving somewhere to get there and all that stuff. Yeah, yeah, no, the teleporting is great. That's what like online meetings have given people. And even those I could be late to, because I'm like, it starts in 3 minutes. Like today you're like, this, let's start at 9:55. I'm like, great. And I was like, oh, it's already almost 9:55. And then I was a minute late or a minute around there. And then we started a minute later. So it's great. But this is the closest thing you'll get to teleporting without some weird scientific discovery, probably.
Sure. It's not enough.
Not enough. No. But yeah, I mean, I want to not get ready and have a filter that makes me look better. So when I get on the, you can get on with unshaven, all the stuff, and just look like your normal self. I think the only ways I can achieve that now is I turn the camera off. So sure. Whenever I'm in a meeting where a camera's off with someone, I'm like, what are they doing right now? I instantly go to that. I'm like, so why is their camera off? Because we should be able to see them. And I recently did a meeting where they're like, we want everyone's cameras to be on for this like few hour session on some informational thing. And so please keep your cameras on this and that. Unless then they give an out to people. They're like, unless, you know, we know everyone can't afford a webcam, so it's okay if you can't, but we'd ask you to and this and that. And I was like, who can't afford every device has a camera on it now. There's no excuse for someone not being, I mean, unless people just don't want to, if they're driving or something. But it's funny because they're giving people an out. So everyone, half the people in there had their cameras off. And I was like, I know those people have access. Their phone is probably the device. There's a camera.
Yeah.
So technology, it kind of leads into another thought I had, which I was curious of your thoughts on it. AI art.
Not into it, I think.
Yeah. Well, yeah. There's a lot of levels to AI art. A bird just flew in with a worm into our roof and dropped a bunch of stuff. So sorry for the distraction that I just had with the bird, but it's probably up here going to make some noise. So AI art is like, there's stuff that looks just like Pixar. The pictures look pretty good. The visuals are like morphing and weird stuff. But the question I was going to have about it, like, is it theft? And what kind of future does that mean for the creative community of people that actually create things from scratch?
I don't know. To me, it's an ethics thing, of like, do you really want, I feel, well, first of all, I think, artistry, it's very hard to find. Originality mm-hmm. is very hard to find because there's so many things that have already been created. And people are just lazy. They want the fame that comes with artistry, not necessarily the love of the art.
The work.
Yeah. And I can see, I actually had this thought earlier this week, of like people that use things like ChatGPT or AI to do like 75% of the work, and then they do a pass, and that's how they're creatively presenting themselves. I'm just like, why are you like, for the excuse of like, oh, it saves me time, of like, yeah, what are you saving time for? So you can have more time being mediocre in your life? Like, what are you doing? Like, don't be that person that...
You're doing a subpar product. Well, there's people that don't know how to draw, for example.
Then don't draw.
And, well, yeah, I know. But then you're like, oh, I can do this. This is, I agree with you. So this is just, like, the reasoning I was trying to, like, process why it would be useful. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, well, if I can't draw, but I can create like what the visual would be, and I can like put that in a program that replicates that in different scenes, then I can create like a kid's book in a short amount of time. Cause I can write a poem in 10 minutes, or 20 minutes or 30, whatever, you know, just to create a full story. But the drawing to make it actually good or look nice would be challenging. Sure. And I'm going to share something with you here. My screen, so you can see. Are you seeing anything?
No.
Shoot. Oh, entire screen. Okay. Entire screen. Share. So can you see this owl right here?
No.
Basically, there's an owl sitting I have to figure out how to do this. I should, this shouldn't be rocket science, as they say. No one else can see it. It doesn't matter, but it's a really cool looking owl. This little like baby owl. And I had typed into like, I had tried Bing out or whatever, cause Bing has an AI chat thing. So I typed an owl sitting on a tree branch, baby owl. And I was like, this is like straight out of Pixar. Beautiful. Eyes look great, but then you get people and everything looks, some, a lot of things look off and you're like, there's something about this that's not correct. This one particular thing looks like someone did a really good job with this dreamy looking owl sitting on a branch. So I have an idea for a book about an owl, so I'm not going to say the name because someone will steal it, but I wanted to use maybe this as like inspiration for someone to draw one, because I like the idea of this one. But that's the only use I feel like. The more you have of the fake stuff, like they're doing AI music now, where they just type in what style they want for like video production stuff, and it cranks out like no music or no singing, kind of like beats and different stuff you could use. And I'm like, that's handy, but how about you create your own, or you get it from a site where a musician created it and uploaded it? And now it's going to be probably hard to tell soon. Which things that are uploaded to sites that people buy and make money off of are AI created too.
Yeah, I feel like the loss of skill is now bleeding into the arts, where like in real life, like we actually need electricians and plumbers and carpenters and stuff, and people just don't want to learn trades or skills.
It used to be trade heavy industries for sure.
Yeah. And I feel like that's also now creeping into the arts.
But like, how are you going to get a computer to come fix your toilet at midnight? Right. You probably aren't. No. Yeah. But they have figured out ways to eliminate. It's like you eliminate a certain amount of people from certain things, like the grocery stores. Now you don't need 10 checkers. You have the one person monitoring 8 digital checkout stations and a couple other checkers, and then you still need people to stock. So there's always going to be jobs that have to be done by people, but it is weird to think of how many things in 10 years might be obsolete, and then you don't want to be one of those industries possibly.
Yeah.
So I'm of the mind, like, I didn't even like when people were like, you can use MIDI, you can just plug your keyboard in and get any sound on the computer, and I was like, I don't like that. Because I'm like, it's already me creating something fake. And it's the same that one I don't mind as much anymore. It's the same concept as having a keyboard that has like 600 sounds in it, and you're picking a sound that's like, it's like, whatever, it's a sound. But at the time I was even, they're like, oh, you can just program your song in MIDI, click a mouse, you don't have to play anything. And I was like, why would I do that? And so I would use MIDI and track the whole part, and they're like, oh, you don't have to retrack it, just move that one note over. I'm like, no, I want to have the feel of me playing it, so it's like someone did something to create the part. So, and that's why I refuse to do auto-tune and all those things. And there's a song I probably should, maybe if I ever put it out, I should do auto-tune, just because I can almost hit the note, but it would be helpful. But I want to like figure out a way to gang vocal it so you don't hear the difference. And it's like a shouted moment. So it's just like the old way of doing things. There's something about like putting a few mics up in a room and tracking something live that sounds different than like everything tracked individually or something like that. It's like a lost art. They were saying there was a producer that said or a musician, he's like, all albums used to be tracked live almost, because that was the way you did it. So you get this like people playing off each other feel, and now like you've gotten to this perfection spot where you've lost all that, where you don't have the feeling of what live musicians playing in a room would be. So there's something cool about like rehearsed enough to get in there and do a take. And if it's not perfect, but you like it, that's your like one and done. You know, you might add some overdubs, but the main parts are like down. Mm-hmm. I'm one person, so I can't do that. I have to track separately if I want to create stuff. But it'd be cool with a band to do a like all live kind of thing, or filmed a concert two concerts with a few bands the last couple of weeks, and they all had recordings from the board. And the one venue, the recordings were really rough. Their system's not great. At the Royal Room, the recordings sound insanely good. They were saying like people could do a live album off of our system. And I was like, yeah, I believe it. Like the mix sounds so good. Nice. So it's cool to like have that. And I'm like, it sounds like you're in a studio, but you'll hear clapping in the background on stuff. So I'm going to do some mixing or editing on that stuff. And the sound guy was like, oh, it's only $30 extra to have the mixing done. I was like, for the whole set? I was like, yeah, please do that. It'll save me so much time.
Nice.
So I'm on a vein of getting back into music. I want to start playing more and recording more and creating instead of being on my phone or stuff like that.
Yeah, should do it.
When's the last time I picked up a guitar this week, but you got some guitars in that room with you too and amps. Have you jammed anything recently?
I played yesterday for a little bit.
Nice.
Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah, that's the thing. The art of just having fun playing. I think I need to get back to that. Not necessarily recording. If I want to lay something on a recorder just to remember it, maybe. But I should also mention when we're recording this is April Fool's. So I've already seen some like social media posts where people are like posting all these fake things. And like every year someone's like, it's my birthday. And I was like, I know this is not your birthday. So I'm not going to say happy birthday. But then other people, I'm like, I know this person's serious. Should I say happy birthday to them? Or are they actually deciding to be funny for April Fools?
So what'd you decide?
I said happy birthday to the person who's someone that I thought would probably be legit. And everyone else, I was like, three people aren't getting a happy birthday today. I just can't. I can't do it. And my one friend that it is his birthday today, the same one I had the car accident, he didn't even, his birthday doesn't even show up as an option on there. So can't even do that. But be like, no, really, it is.
Yeah.
Okay. So that was my topic. That was my AI topic for you.
Well, thanks. Yeah. Enjoyed it.
Now let's, now we're diving into DALL-E 101 from the last 30 days.
Last 30 days. Yeah. I'll go in reverse. My allergies kicked in this morning.
Oh.
For the first time this season. And to be fair, it's only been like 9 days, 10 days since spring has started. So I need but I'm out of medicine. I'm out of cetirizine. So I need to go buy some.
Is that like an over-the-counter thing or you got to call a doctor?
It's over-the-counter.
Oh, nice.
It's just like a general allergy thing.
Generic, and then you'll just feel like you can breathe normal and your eyes aren't itchy and that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm. My nose will stop leaking.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. I've been going out a lot, which is fun. Not like clubs, but
I mean, I could see you clubbing.
Being outside.
Like, oomps.
Yeah, I like house music and EDM. I actually do. I would go to those clubs.
You could walk outside while listening to EDM, too. You could do that.
Yeah. Yeah. So I've been going back out into the city and stuff, and that's been fun. I've been going to the gym. This will be my third week going to a gym.
Which is the last thing I thought you would have said, because before you were like, I don't need that. I don't need to like exercise and walk around a bunch and exert. But yeah. That's why it's a new year, new you.
Yeah. I hate sweating.
Which is what happens when you go to a gym, usually. Yeah. But doesn't it feel, is there something that feels good after though, that you like exerted energy and stuff? Do you feel that?
No, I don't get that.
Not yet.
No, because like I'll get it when I do yard work during the spring and summer. And
yeah,
because of the heat, I'll just exhaust myself just as much as I do at the gym. And so there's like those like minutes where I think I'm going to faint that are fun. But then
you enjoy the like almost passing out moments more than.
Yeah.
Like
yeah. Because it's like, yeah, it's like the closest I can get to like death. Do you know what I mean? Wow, where it's just like, I shouldn't be feeling this. Yeah, it did get dark. But like, whereas like something bad might happen, that feeling, not necessarily that I'm going to die, but of just like.
So you're up on your porch, like standing on the railings and you're about 5 feet off the ground. You feel that feeling. You're like, here we go. This is going to be amazing.
No, I'm not conscious about it. I just know it sucks to feel the way that it feels. So there's that.
When you're doing those things, is someone else around or are you just in the yard and then they like the neighbor sees their neighbor just fall over in the yard and they like call 911 or something?
I've never fainted. So it's okay. But also there's no one around.
Yeah.
Yeah. So going to the gym, and that's pretty much it. Yeah.
When you said you've never fainted, you've never fainted at all, or just due to the exertion?
Ever. No, I've never fainted ever.
I purposefully did when had people do the thing where you hyperventilate, and then I saw stars and beautiful clouds and colors for 5 minutes. Felt like 5 minutes. It's probably a minute, and then I woke up, and that's so super dangerous. So
yeah.
Never would I suggest that to people, but the one time was probably that. Or like when I knocked myself out snowboarding, going down Mount Hood at Mount Hood Meadows, and went off a jump, and I felt myself just letting my feet go out, and I didn't, because there's something about jumping I always got scared about, and sure. it was a class with an instructor, and I was in eighth grade. So I go off this jump, it's pure ice, and then I felt my board go out. Apparently it's stuck into the ground, move forward and slam my head back into the snow.
Jeez.
And so I remember going off the jump, and then I remember walking into the clinic at the bottom of the mountain to go into like the sit on a bed thing. And I was like, what just happened? They're like, oh, you knocked yourself out. I was just laying there in the snow. And then I woke up slowly, and apparently I snowboarded down the mountain, really doing this. And someone was with me making sure I could move. And then,
what?
Yeah. Like I actually like went down, but I've lost 30 minutes of my life. I don't remember anything, or 20 minutes.
Wow. That's crazy. Which
is that's a pretty hard hit. So, yeah. And the brain is strong, but the more hard hits you take, you get more chances of dementia when you get older and stuff like that. So boxers and things like that, you want to like, you have no, in UFC and all this stuff, you're getting your head hit all the time. It's just the least amount you can hit your head, the better. Mm-hmm. So I count that as my one time of knocking out, and I don't want to do it again if I don't have to.
Wow.
And now I see like girls on dating profiles that are like, this year I really want to learn how to snowboard or snowboard more, and all their pictures are up on the mountain. I was like, sorry, no. I am not trying to spend $100 every 2 days and go up to the mountain, and I don't have an extra $800 to $900 a month to put into snowboarding.
Yeah.
Or things, anything snow mountain related. I'm like, you kind of lose me on that. Horses, or like we've said before, horse girls, or horse snowboard girls, or rock extreme climbers. Sports people.
Yeah.
Rock climbers. Yeah. Another girl was like rock climbing and going off. I was like, she's not going to want to do that on her own. She's going to want you to go with her down this rock face. And like, yeah, need a little help. And I was like, I'll take pictures from the bottom there when you're like working your way down. That's fine. Yeah. Or the top. But I prefer to not. Or I'll take the drone up and follow you down.
There you go.
Easy.
I'll be in the car with a bag of jelly beans and eating those while you're rock climbing.
Yeah. I mean, or just to, you know, maybe some fresh fruit to be healthy, or something, bag of chips, anything, you know. So like, I haven't found anyone who like spends their time recording music recently, or like making short funny films, or just going to good food places. And those three things are top on my list.
Yeah.
So just got to find someone who is exactly me. No, just kidding. But
yeah,
like have a sister? All the things maybe. I like.
Yeah. Maybe start there.
I don't have a sister. I have a brother, and he likes the exact opposite married, things that I like.
So that's off the table.
He's married. Well, no, I'm not. Yeah, I'm not talking about dating. I'm talking about hanging out with and spending time with.
Yeah,
there's certain things you align with siblings and stuff, but in general, like you can be very different people within a short, you know, within only a 2 year span of stuff. We did play piano at the same time years ago. And then at one point he's like, I can't play with two hands. I'm never going to learn it. I was like, you could if you put effort into it. He was like, no, it's just not going to happen for me. So I'm not going to keep going. And I was like, oh, okay. So I was like, man, my dreams of having a band where it was like two brothers shot.
He could have played something else.
Like you video games.
Piano. He could have played bass.
Oh, he didn't want to play music. That was the thing. He didn't want to play any music, and I was interested in all of it. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, but we could, you know, I had a few friends that had like two brothers in bands, and I always liked brothers in bands. Stone Temple Pilots from the 90s. Those guys were two brothers. The Jonas Brothers, three.
Mm-hmm. Those are
I don't really
brothers.
Love the Jonas Brothers, but
yeah.
It's cool when it's like Hanson, three brothers.
Yeah.
Metallica, no brothers. So I'm trying to think of other bands that had two brothers in them. You know what I learned recently? Josh Fries, the drummer for Foo Fighters now, who has played with like Tool, Perfect, all these other bands, Perfect Circle.
What is his name? Sound familiar.
Josh Fries. He's played with a lot of people. What did he do? He did Devo Whip It, I want to say, too. But he's the Foo Fighters' new drummer. His brother, Jason Fries, is in Green Day as their keyboardist. He's been with them for quite a while for live shows. But all them look like they're all musical people. So maybe someday my brother will be into music and we can do a band.
Nice.
Do you know Josh Fries? Or, I mean, of Josh Fries?
No.
It's F-R-E-E-S-E.
No, but that last name sounds really familiar.
I mean, there's the all three of them are, like, famous in their own right for other stuff. And maybe a parent did something, too. That I'm not sure of. But I saw their first shows after Taylor Hawkins had passed away with him in Spokane. And he's amazing. So good. I mean, it's so... No drummer is going to be the same. Once a drummer is gone, you're not going to get that same feel. But he's incredible, just like so talented too. So it's fun to watch and had a bunch of like drum solos and different stuff going on. Just an incredible musician.
Nice.
Are you looking him up right now?
Yep.
Read off his creds real quick.
Just closed out of it. Hold on, Josh.
Oh, really? Or were you texting? If you just, I asked you and you were still on your phone, you're not looking up Josh Fries.
Joshua Ryan Fries is an American drummer, a member of punk rock band The Vandals since 1989. Fries has also been a member of new wave band Devo since 1996 and rock band Foo Fighters since 2023.
And he's played with Tool and all those others. They had a list before, but
Guns N' Roses.
Yeah, like any... Once you become a good drummer like that, you're going to play with everyone, I'm sure, at some point for some tour or something. There was a guy, Dean Butterworth, that years ago was sitting in on sessions that NAF was helping track and stuff. And he's like, he was Good Charlotte's like hired gun drummer where he was getting hired for their tours and stuff like that or recording sessions. He was a one take drummer.
Okay.
So he came into the studio and played on this band's album for a certain fee and it was one take. He'd hear the song, maybe do one quick little run on a few things, be like, okay. And it was like perfect and done. And that's why people pay him so much. He'll come in for a day and just track a full album that quick. Wow. And then he was also on retainer with Good Charlotte. So he would be like paid no matter what. Every day for that year, he was paid a certain amount of days, whether they needed him or not, just so if they called him, he would go. Mm-hmm. And that's a pretty cool gig. You're like, obviously you're set up because you have spent all this time playing. You're probably, he was in his 30s at the time, but playing for 20, 25 years or something. And just that good to come in one time and do it. And just, you see that level. And then you're like, man, that's why these guys are the paid professionals they are.
Yeah.
Imagine being so good that you just come in and you're like Eddie Van Halen would do that. He'd come into the studio and do like a one take. He came into Michael Jackson's session on Beat It and just like played through it. And he's like, all right, there we, from what I've heard about it, and did it for free as a friend gig. And then David Lee Roth was not a fan. He's like, that's our sound. That doesn't go to other people.
Yeah.
So, all right. So that's your last month then.
Yeah.
Okay. I was thinking you might tell me something else, but you don't have to. That's fine. You can tell me later.
Keep it a secret for a little bit.
Oh, okay. So you got some secrets.
Yeah. Secrets.
Okay. Cool. Well, in that case, I'm gonna bring you to a new topic. It's drugs, you said?
I didn't say that.
That's my secret. Did you say it's drugs? What did you say?
I did say it's drugs, but it's not drugs.
Yeah, I thought I heard that correct. Glad it's not. You know, like I started taking ibuprofen just regularly for the swelling after the gym.
Yeah, ibuprofen.
Ibuprofen.
Daughter of the ibuprofen.
heir to the ibuprofen industry.
Yeah.
Ibuprofen.
Ibuprofen. Her father, Iba.
And her sister, No, I don't know. I'm not trying to make a whole family out of that. I think it is good for inflammation in case. So far, I haven't had a swelling in my hands or feet from the blood pressure medication, so I think I'm good. But
nice.
Sometimes it is nice to just, I'm like, why are these shoes tighter? I feel like I can't wear them with socks. I'm like, maybe there is a slight amount that would be helpful. Hmm. None of my shoes except for one pair do I feel comfortable wearing socks with currently. And I was like, I feel like I used to wear socks with these, but I bought new ones and they're not stretched out because I love those canvas slip-on shoes. And when you get new ones, they're like tighter for a while and it's not as great. So when I wear them without shoes, it does work because the bottom is rubber, but it gets to a spot in the day if it's warm, like it's starting to get where it's annoying because it's slick. It's not nice.
Yeah.
It's uncomfortable. And I was running around at work the other day and my feet were just like slick in there. And I was like, I want sandals right now if I can.
Yeah.
So might be too much TMI, but that's fine.
Yesterday I wore a pair of shoes and I've worn them a couple times now. And I felt like the back of my foot was rubbing and I didn't think anything of it. And then I got home and there was blood on the back of my shoe because it had rubbed the skin off the back of my ankle.
I've done that before too. Are they washable shoes?
I mean, everything is washable. Should it be washed?
Yeah, that's what I mean. Some they say these are washer dryer safe to throw in. Turns out when I got my white shoes that are washer dryer safe, even if someone stepped on them, the imprint still stays even after washing in the washer. So I'm like, these white shoes, I need to scrub with something and just do this and then they'll be back to normal. But yeah, washable is cool. And they're ones you're supposed to be able to wear without socks because they're clothy or more. The rubber bottom ones work, but when I first got them, the way my feet are, it would suction to the feet and it sounds like you're farting as you're walking. So a little bit.
Yeah.
So you got to be careful with those, which I think I might have mentioned that. But they do look cool and they're comfortable. But for like quick trips without socks, it's great. But I think I need to like reevaluate my style and my of shoes and how I go out in public. Maybe.
Yeah.
I wore sandals for Easter because
shoes. Because I want to buy clogs. I want to buy some Bostons from Birkenstocks. We should both buy them.
I want to look them up real quick and see what you're saying. Because if it's what I'm thinking of, I've looked at Birkenstocks and something about them. What is this now? Clogs?
Bostons.
Bostons.
By
Birkenstocks Bostons.
Yeah.
I'm going to get ads now. Bostons. Because clogs haven't really spoken to me as much. Oh, yeah. They don't have a back.
That's why.
Right?
Yeah. Like they're half sandal, half shoe.
I kind of need a heel. If I'm wearing a shoe, I want that wraparound protection. But they do look nice and those things last forever.
Yeah.
Almost forever. If you get some, I know they're not going to fit my feet, but I'll just try it for a second. See if my foot partially in it feels okay.
You're like a 10 and a half, right?
I'm like a 10. I could do 9.5 too. My feet aren't that big, but 10 is comfortable.
I'm an 8s and men's though. So it's for sure not going to fit.
But it'll be close. I can get my foot partially in just to know if it's kind of nice. It's not going to, or I go to the same store and I try it out. Do you wear it with socks or without?
You can do without.
What?
Okay, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I might change my mind. Seeing a picture of it here on the ground where someone's like walking in them, it does look cool.
Yeah.
They look cooler than normal Birkenstocks. I'll give it that. Those are probably the coolest looking ones.
And then there's a whole bunch of different colors and like types of material.
Yeah. I would like the light tan, like the suede light, maybe not suede. That's going to get real messed up, but yeah, they have one that's like a mustard yellow, but kind of pukey yellow. That one's not my fave, but the other ones, the guy's wearing like khaki pants that are rolled up a little bit and it looks cool, like beach pants.
Yeah.
So it all depends on what you're wearing right now. I'm loving the Olakai brand. I might buy more of their stuff because their sandals last me like a year or more. And most sandals I'll kill in like 3 months. And they're actually like ridge support, and then they have golf shoes and other stuff too. So that whole brand, everything's like $150. Doesn't matter what you're buying, but they're cool.
Sorry, I'm dying. Yeah.
You're dying. Well, here, we'll do this. I have two questions for you, and then your allergies can just put you in a coma, as they say in England, put you in a lay down state for a minute. But hopefully not. You just need to get some medication, right?
Yeah, I just need to run out to the store.
Okay, so here it is. Favorite breakfast cereal as a kid?
Ooh. We weren't allowed, like, sugary cereals. We had...
Mm-hmm.
We had Cheerios and Corn Flakes. But the thing with the Corn Flakes was you could add sugar. We would chop up bananas and then do a sprinkle of sugar. Oh. And then eat it that way. Delicious.
I mean, I feel like I was raised similarly because we weren't allowed to even have milk. Milk. I say milk, but milk.
What'd you put in it?
I would eat it dry. I would do dry. Water? Yeah,
water.
I would do dry. My brother would do apple juice, which is so gross to me. My dad would do like, oh, we can buy soy milk. I was like, I hate soy milk. So I wouldn't do it. I would just eat it dry, which is why I like the sugary cereal, because I could do cinnamon life or something and like eat and then drink some water just to get it down. But then the moment I went to college or whatever it was in high school, no milk still in the house or almost none. We go to college, he starts buying whole milk. Like, son of a gun.
Yeah.
We had normal butter, never did margarine. He got fake cheese for a while. We had carob chips instead of chocolate chips for things because it was supposed to be healthier. I'm like, it's still sugar. So I really wish I could have been allowed to drink organic whole milk as a kid. It was just called milk then because organic wasn't a thing needed because everything was decent.
Sure.
But yeah, so it's funny, all the things that were like, and then I wouldn't have never been able to watch South Park, and then he's watching South Park when I'd come back on from college trips, and like, this show's really good. I'm like, I know that, but now you're watching it now? And Friday night was like Sabbath, so it was like the day you're not supposed to watch TV, but he would watch Friday night episodes of South Park. I'm like, well, I'm back visiting, now we're watching South Park, so yeah. I loved Frosted Flakes the most, but Corn Flakes with sugar added was a nice substitute. And then when I'd go to places where they actually had real milk, I would add the sugar and it was all right.
Yeah.
So I think Frosted Flakes is still my favorite, honestly. If I had to choose one.
Yeah. I mean, classic all the way through and through. Any day of the week, I will eat Captain Crunch with Crunch Berries. So good.
Oh,
that is good. Scrape the top of my mouth, but worth it.
Oh, yeah, I know that feeling. Like, it leaves you raw. It's not good.
Yeah. And then I like the cinnamon. Gosh, they're square and they're small.
Cinnamon Life? That's maybe. Square and small. And it has sugar in it, little sugar granules in it.
No. It's like, it's just on the actual cereal.
You're talking about Frosted Mini Wheats?
No, because
it has
wheat.
Sugar. Oh, well, now I want to know what that is, because the only one I'm thinking of that has cinnamon is Cinnamon Life. And O's were really good. OHS. And they used to be $3.50. They've stayed pretty cheap. They're smaller boxes, but they're like little round things with oat in the middle and sugar coated. It's all bad, but it's good.
The cereal I was talking about was Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Oh, Cinnamon Toast Crunch is up there too. Dang. I think I have a tie between that and Frosted Flakes for the top two. And my favorite now as an adult is probably, that's not sugary, is the Heritage Flakes by that one brand that's like natural. And then it's 4 grams of sugar per serving, but they taste so good. They have like the best blend of like the wheat and different whatever they do. It's so good.
Yeah.
So that's probably my favorite now, even though I would love Frosted Flakes. I kind of want some now. But it's the Monday after Easter. This is coming out Wednesday, and we'll have all of April to make new memories to talk about next month.
Yeah.
Yeah. So get your medication. We'll do this a little shorter this week. Do you have any advice for the people out there listening for their next month ahead?
Any advice? Just any at all?
Any advice?
Any topic? Any at all?
Yeah. Any area, any topic.
Get your file your taxes. Do that. Make sure you actually do that. Get those refunds, baby.
Or lack thereof. They really want you to do it. They don't care if you're late.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you have to pay, they want you to be on time. If they have to pay you, you can turn it in late. I'm a procrastinator. I'll do it the day it's due, but I'm going to try to do it a few days earlier this time.
Yeah.
Instead of the same day.
I like to wait. Maybe I shouldn't say this. I'm not going to say it.
Why? Is it illegal?
No, I like to do it on time. I like to do it before it's due.
Right. You should. That's what you didn't want to say.
Because it's for my benefit. Because my birthday.
It is. Yeah, you're going to get some.
Because my birthday's in May, and then I get a return, and then I get to spend that money on my birthday.
That is smart. I mean, yeah. I've had like $700-$800 returns, but there's people getting $4,000 or $5,000 returns that have kids and other stuff.
Yeah,
like,
dude.
You get how much money back? I mean, I know, so, you got to pay for kids all year, but I was like, I've never seen anything like that. That would be awesome. I also have the least amount of taxes taken out of my paychecks. So, hey, kids. When you get older, when you do that, if you do that, you get more of your money all year. And then the government doesn't get to use your money all year. Just saying, as much.
Now how about this? If you get money back per kid, how about you don't complain about your kids? Don't waste my time and tell me how rotten your kids are. You raise them. It's your fault. This is your fault.
Well, it's like a bad pet. Similar. Like if people... I remember, I'm not saying this because you mentioned Sammy needed dog training recently. But some people are like, these animals are out of control, and they have like five dogs, and you're like, you have four or five dogs. So it's going to be insane. They're not going to all get along with people. I mean, I don't like to complain about the things I've chosen for my life. So that's why it's just nice if someone wants to pay you for it. That's cool. Yeah. So I'm just hoping to not be owing any money. 1 year I owed $1 just so I could show my business made a profit. So I like to do a lot. Write-offs are my friend. I love write-offs. So just get as many write-offs as you can. Buy as much camera gear as I can every year so I get to write it off. That's how I look at it.
Yeah, but you got to make money.
You don't have to. I mean,
just start a new business every couple of years.
No. I mean, every 4 years, show a I'm giving like bad advice right now. Every 4 years, show a tiny bit of profit so you don't have to close the business. Mm-hmm. Also, mine's like a side thing. It's not my main thing. So if this is your like bread and butter and you live off this, you do have to make money. But I'm making money, and then I do the write-offs because of all the stuff that I'd spent for travel, different things. And then lo and behold, I don't owe taxes. It's great. Mm-hmm. And now I've set it on a documented recording. But this is what people do with write-offs. Because people didn't remember that there was a show or something. They're like, I'll just write it off. Oh, that was a Schitt's Creek. I'll just write it off. And they're like, do you know what that means? Like, oh, we just bought all this stuff. We're just going to write it off. I'm like, you still spent the money though. Just means that you can take that and don't have to pay taxes later. They're like, oh, so we still are negative by how much. So I used to think write-offs were cooler, where you just didn't have to spend the money. You still lost money.
Yeah.
You just didn't show a profit. So, yeah. So mine's a very small amount. I'm a small business. It doesn't really matter in that sense. But that's how I like to do it. I like to use my money to the most of my advantage. So for everyone with kids, good luck.
Yeah, good luck. And shut up. Great. Don't tell us about it.
All right. Well, with that, we're out. Get that medication.
I will.
Thanks for joining us for episode 137 of...
Shooting the Bribes.
I was going to try shooting.
Shooting.
Duh.
Bribes.
Bribes. Beebs. Shooting the Beebs. Okay.